This is Chuck Audy, Geary County, K-State Research and Extension, Ag and Natural Resources Agent, with the Ag Outlook for the week of June 13, 2016. Harvest has gotten started, and with temperatures in the triple digits, sunshine, and breezes, it'll probably move fairly quickly. Wheat harvest is neither as big as it once was or nearly as long, but it still occurs in a hot time of year. This year, very hot, and we all need to keep an eye on each other. Drink lots of water, lots and lots of water in this weather. Even though you may be in an air-conditioned combine cab or tractor cab or whatever, you are still spending a lot of time in the heat and sun, and that sucks the water out of you very fast. Not only look out for yourself, look out for everyone else on your crew. In weather like this, someone can go down in a hurry, so just be careful. Also, please don't let the heat and fatigue take away your safety sense. We've had accidents already and far too close to home. We just need to be really careful out there, please. As you drive back and forth to town with your loads of wheat, I'm sure that you're seeing a lot of the masses of pretty pinkish-white flowers on the roadsides. This is crown vetch, and if any plant ever deserved to be on the noxious weed list, this is it. Crown vetch is not a true vetch, but it is a legume. It can grow in very poor soil, in very rocky soil, even on very steep banks. And for that reason, many state departments of transportation have made heavy use of it over the past 40 years to stabilize road cuts. While it does do this very well, it also spreads very well through vigorous underground rhizomes and heavy seed production. Once well established, it ventures beyond the roadside and starts invading anything that is not regularly mowed. Readily moving and invading areas where it wasn't planted is one strike against it. The second strike is that it smothers everything that it overtakes. It will pretty well smother out native prairie and even brome grass. It creates such a thick mat that other plants simply can't compete. The final strike against it, its prolific seed production. Once established, it creates seed, a lot of seed, seed that can live for 10 to 15 years in the soil. So even if you kill off the existing plants, you've got to spend the next 15 years or more looking for and treating new seedlings. If you have crown vetch moving out of roadways onto your land anywhere, I would start to treat it. Based on several phone calls I've had this spring, more and more people are becoming concerned about crown vetch. Crown vetch can be a tough plant to kill, but fortunately, you can start right now. I would pull out the heavy hitters on crown vetch and would go straight to things like triclopyr plus 2,4-D. Apply with a good thorough soaking spray, mixing according to label directions. Now, newer product, Milestone, has good activity on legumes and may be a little less damaging on non-legume broadleaf plants. Escort XP also has crown vetch on its label and should be effective anytime the plant is actively growing. Regardless of how you attack it, if you have it on your property, start fighting it now, as it only gets tougher the more of it there is. I want to wind up this week's segment talking about post-emerge weed control. I've been seeing a lot of weeds coming in soybean fields, especially that are going to require post-emerge control. The problem is that many of these weeds, like the crop themselves, are stressed. Stressed plants are not carrying on with normal physiological processes, which means that herbicides are not going to work as well or possibly not at all, which can leave you with a real tough choice. Treat now, only to treat later, or wait until we get some rain. I'm of the opinion that given the dicey nature of using herbicides when it is so hot on plants that are highly stressed, it just doesn't work well. Let's just sit tight. Unless you have an irrigated bean field where everything is growing well, you really need to wait until we get some rain. The weeds aren't going to grow that much more until we do get rain, and given the price of many of these post-emerge products, I just sit tight and wait and see. If it doesn't rain, it's not going to matter anyway. This has been Chuck Audy, Geary County, K-State Research and Extension Ag and Natural Resources Agent, with Ag Outlook for this week.